just let yourself relax. Let your body find a comfortable position. You can just let go of any stress or tension. Let your mind simply be, let it wander, think whatever it wants to think about. And just let yourself be aware of that without any restriction, without any judgment. Just simply letting the mind relax. Kind of like you're letting the body relax, let the mind relax. Let it find its own comfort zone in an atmosphere that is interested and supportive, non-judgmental. I just want you to notice a couple of things here that have nothing to do with knowledge for most people and have everything to do with knowledge also, self-knowledge. Just being totally present to your body and to your mind, not pushing them away, but rather just recognizing yourself, the conscious being that you are, as the body and mind. And when I say I am my body, I'm recognizing me, the me that I take to be me, to be in this body. To be this body or to be in this body, to be pervading this body, whatever way you want to say it. I take me, it's a very personal me, myself, to be this body. And also my thoughts and my feelings. These are my thoughts, my feelings. I pervade these thoughts and these feelings. I am the self of these thoughts and feelings. And then I can say, I am this body, mind, sense organs complex. I am this jiva, I am this conscious being that is now in the process of contemplation. Just notice yourself as the body, mind, sense organs. Just notice your pervasive presence. You say, I am the body, or I have a body. I am the mind, or I have a mind. You're just recognizing your own being from the standpoint of your body and mind. Letting your mind continue to relax and your body continuing to relax. Just notice your own essence, what makes you, you. Not so much your thoughts, but you, the one who has thoughts. And not so much the form of your body, but you, the one who has a body. Just notice how you are. What are you like? Just your own simple presence, just you, the you that you take to be you. The one who has a body, who has a mind, who has feelings and thoughts, the one who has a profession. What is your nature? Just your simple being. Don't worry about the body or the mind. Just let them be as they are. The mind think as it thinks. Just relax. In the Upanishads, student will always approach the guru, the sishya, will approach the guru with a variety of questions all circling around, who am I? This me who is sitting here contemplating, or this me, this very personal me that I am. Am I this body? Or am I the self that is me, that I know, that I always take to be me? Am I the body, or am I free from the body? Do I die when the body dies? Teacher teaches you. But no, you don't die, the self that you are is really the self in all beings. Really, it's the self which is Ishwara. The self which is yourself is the self which is Ishwara's self. Say, but then why do I feel like I'm my body and my mind? Why do I feel that way? ocean, there are many, many waves. And each wave says, I feel like I'm water. Why do I feel that way? And the teacher has to explain to the wave, you are water. But the water that you are is not dependent on being a wave. The waveforms can come and go, but water remains the same. This very personal me that is me is the me of the body and the mind. But it's also free of the body and the mind. A sangha. I am the body and the mind, and I am free of the body and the mind. The self that I take to be myself is the free self, not some other self, not some new experience. It is this self that I know to be me, that I realize to be free.